can you see Shmuel's interpretation? Can you see Shmuel's interpretation in the words of our first Mishnah? It's this question: how we parry, make a parry?
It's a different instance.
Should we start?
Sure.
Okay. So we're here on Chavav Amin Beis. The Mishnah on Chavav Amin Aleph tells us that if the Zrikas Hadam was done in the wrong place, the carbon is possible. But Shmuel comes along and says that that's not what the Mishnah really has in mind. And the word possible in our Mishnah is not a reference to the carbon itself. The carbon, in fact, is kosher, but it's a reference to the basar. And that word basar here could be split into two. It includes both the basar that has to be nechal, achilas adam, and the haktar seimurim that requires achilas mizbeach. And with regard to those two categories of achila, the karbon is, so to speak, pasul. Aval bailim niska. So the zrika is, on the one hand, kshera. It's not a perfect zrika. It was shalom bimkoma. But the zrika can achieve its primary purpose, namely, kaparas habailim. There's no need for the bialim to replace this carbon with a second carbon. However, the basar is out, because in that context, the zrika was not a complete fulfillment of zrika. And Shmuel derives this from a pasuk. The pasuk seems to indicate that the entire mizbeach is one entity, and wherever he zorik the dam, it's lechaper, it could be mechaper. The Gemara says, well, if you're going to tell me from this pasuk that it says mizbeach lechaper, that anywhere on the mizbeach is mechaper, then why not go a step further and assume that the zrika, when done anywhere on the mizbeach, even incorrectly, should be enough to be matir the basar? And on that, Shmuel answers that the pasuk says mizbeach lechaper. And the word lechaper, together with the word that follows, it says lechaper anina sativ lechaper, that lechapar nesativ. So there's a special deity in the pasuk that's excluding the heter abasar. And the bottom line is, says the Gemara, we can summarize Shmuel Shita, and that is that zrika shalom bimkomo kibim komo dami. Because, as we said before, the entire Mizbeach is roi for that Zrika. But, however, again, let's not get misled here. Although we're saying it's Kimkomo Domi, it's not Mekomo, it's Kimakomo, meaning it doesn't have the full identity or status of that of Mekomo, because it's not Matir the Bailin, it's not Matir the Basar, it's only Mechapra for the Bailin. Okay, so that's the sheet of Shmuel. Now, the Mishnah later on at Daf Lamed Beis also reiterates the list of, this enumerated list of Shalobim Koma, where the Zrika was not done in its proper place. But the Mishnah adds a piece that we don't have in our Mishnah. And that is that in such a case of Zrika Shalobim Koma, there will be a follow-up Zrika if there's dam available. And when I say dam available, I don't want to have to repeat myself a million times. It means there's still dam nefesh in the tzavor. He hasn't exhausted all the dams. There's a possibility of doing a new kabbalah sadam and follow up with a replacement zrika sadam. And the Mishnah on Lamed Beis advocates that we do so. Now, this becomes problematic for Shmuel. Meaning, I can understand, says the Gemara, that if the carbon was completely possible and there was no kapara sabbailim, that's without Shmuel, then it makes perfect sense to try and salvage this behemoth, this carbon, by finding some dam and doing another zrika. But now that you, Shmuel, have told me that there's already a kapara that's achieved through the zrika shalobim koma, then the Gemara says, why is there any, what's the point to being makabel adam and being zorik to adam a second time. You've already achieved your kapara. So the Gemara suggests that maybe we can split the two zrikos into two dimensions, and each one respectively accomplishes a different goal. Perhaps the first zrika will accomplish the goal of the basic kapara for the bile, and the second zrika will accomplish the goal of being mati the basar. And the Gemara rejects this outright. And the Gemara says that there's no such thing as a zrika which has the power just to be matir basar b'chiwa, and it's completely divorced and robbed of its potential to generate a kapara. It's like a second floor that's built on the first floor. Once you have a zrika which is mechaper, then you can add the power of being matir the basar. And that impact and that effect of the zrika is generated. But if you're lacking in the basic status or purpose of the zrika, because it's not mechaper, the second zrika is not going to be mechaper because he worries mechaper in the first zrika. Ella, you want to say that the second zrika now should be purely for the sake, exclusively for the sake of being matir the basar. We don't have such an institution as a zrika which is exclusively for the sake of being matir the basar. We had a long discussion yesterday about the Mishnah itself, which the Mishnah itself, in the case of Shalom Lishma, requires a second karbon. But there, the second karbon was already, I'm sorry, the first karbon was not Ol L'Shem Bailim. So if the first karbon was not Ol L'Shem Bailim, then we understand very well that you're going to replace that with a second karbon. And the second karbon will have both dimensions. So it'll be a machaper and it'll be matir the basar. So that we have. So again, in the case of the Mishnah, at the beginning of the Masechta of Shalom Lishman, there the second replacement Zrika, the second karbon, will be effective in order to be mechaper. But let's ask a different question. What about the first karbon? The first karbon, it says, is kosher v'lo olu l'bailim l'shem chova. Correct? Now, if the first karbon is lo olu l'shem bailim l'shem chova, then it doesn't have a kapara power. And yet, the Mishnah says that the carbon is kosher, so that would indicate that there is a heter basar. So you see that you could have a zrika which is matir the basar, even though it's not mechaper for the bialim. So the answer we gave is that even though the bialim with this first carbon and shalol shva did not fulfill their chova, and that's why they need to replace it, but nevertheless, there is a ritzui lebailim b'miktas. There's a partial ritzui bailim. So, you know, we used to think of ritzui as an all or nothing enterprise, but it's not. You can have madregas and ritzui. Here's a case at the very beginning of Masechta Zvachim where there is an element of ritzui karbon with regard to the first karbon, and that's why this rika has the power of being matir the basar. Now, what would be the definition of that ritzui karbon, the karbon about which the Mishnah says lo olu l'bailim l'shem chovah? And the answer is, it would be like a karbon nedava. In other words, it's a paradox here, because he brought the first karbon l'shem chovah, but in truth, since the karbon was shalol lishma, he's going to need the second karbon l'shem chova. And now, what's the point of the first karbon? And why is it kosher? In what context? For what meaning? The answer is as an adama. So we have such a thing as a karbon adama that has some sort of a ritzui. Again, it's a karbon kosher with a ritzui, but without a fulfillment of the chova. The bialim are going to have to replace the karbon with a second karbon. And that's okay. But our Gemara is talking about Shmuel. Shmuel says that Zrika Shalbim Koma Havi Zrika. And therefore it's Kimakoma Dami. That means that it's Machapra for the Bailim. If it's Machapra for the Bailim, why does the Mishnah on Lamed Bey say in this case of Shalbim Koma that you replace the Karmon? The first carbon was already machaper. What are you going to tell me? The second carbon is going to be mat to the boss. So we never found a zrika which has no element of ritzi whatsoever, and it's only being brought, and the zrika is only being implemented for one purpose, to be mat to the boss. That we don't find. Okay. So now, just to summarize, what we're stuck with is the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis, which obligates the Bala Karbon to bring a second Karbon to replace the first one, because the first Zrika was Shalobim Koma, according to Shmuel. How do we understand that? He was already achieved his Kapara, because Zrika Shalobim Koma Kibul Koma Dom. So the Gemara now comes up with the following answer, that the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis is talking about a case of a posel. The Kohen himself who did the Zrika, and again it was the Zrika Shalobim Komo, he was posel. And now we're saying the following, that the first Mishnah is talking about a case of a Kohen Kosher, and according to Shmuel, Zrika Shalobim Koma is Kibakoma Dami, and therefore the carbon is Mechaper. The second Mishnah is talking about a case where it was the Kohen Possel who implemented the Zrika Shalobim Koma, and in that case, even Shmuel would agree that the carbon is not Mechaper. And therefore, the Mishnah says if there's still dam left, he has to replace the first carbon with a second.
A disqualified one or a qualified one?
The first carbon, since it was brought by what kind of a Kohen? A posel, right. In the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis, is posel. Even forget about the fact that he messed up on the Zrik. You know, I'm thinking to myself that a Kohen posel, there's something fishy about this Kohen, and that's why he couldn't even get the Zrika right. But in any event, forgetting about the fact that he didn't get the Zrika correct, but he was a Kohen posel. And even Shmuel would agree that in case of a Kohen posel, the Karmon is posel. At least that's the way we understand it now.
Right, but who brings the second...
The Bailim, who were Chayiv and a Karmon, they weren't Yotzei.
And he has to bring it... No, but he said... I thought that maybe I misheard you. Because he's a posel, Kohen.
Right.
Right, and so you don't accept his... you don't accept his Kabbalah, right? Of the blood.
Right.
All right. So you have the opportunity to bring it again if there's still a dam nefesh in the animal.
Correct.
So my question is, who brings the second dam nefesh? The same.
Oh, yeah, we need another Kohen.
You need a qualified
Kohen.
Yeah,
for sure.
So
they're two Kohen.
I know.
There's Joe Kohen and Larry Kohen.
I know we're talking theory, but we're talking seconds here. So I mean, the sequence would be someone has to recognize that this is a disqualified Kohen.
Right, right. He's running up.
Kohen has to show up and catch the...
I guess so. Yeah, he's running up to catch
the... It's really theoretical. I can't imagine on a practical level it can even...
Well, again, I don't know. I'm not sure I know enough about... Remember, we spoke about the four types of dam and how they flow and how they spurt, and so we'd have to know exactly more about the mitzvahs of dam in order to answer your logistical objection, which is a very valid one. Okay.
You realize I have an interest in this.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Tomorrow you're going to be doing...
May have to.
Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Osei. So this is more or less the first part of the sugya of Shmuel. And now we sort of shift into, how should I say, a more high-powered part of the sugya, more challenging. And we began this yesterday, and we'll see if we can make some progress on it today.
Where are we in the Gemara?
Gemara on Daf Chavav Amid Beis. And I would say we're about 15 lines down from the top. Idioi v'kosher. Yeah. So you know what, Don? I'm gonna go on, and then I'm gonna try to put my finger on the place for you.
I found it.
Okay. Okay. So again, the Gemara now, Idiyah V'Kasha, just to summarize it, says the following: that if the Kohen was a kosher and he did his Zrika Shelo Lishma, then it would be pointless to continue with another Kabbalah Zrika, because as Shmuel says, Shalom Koma is Kimakoma Don. However, the Mishnah Daf Lamed Beis is talking about a case of a Kohen Pasul. Now, at this point, I would suggest the following: that a Kohen Pasul, when he does a Zrika, it's a non-entity. And therefore, the second Zrika, which presumably is done by a Kohen Kosher, is really the first Zrika, as far as this carbon is concerned. And that's what the Mishnah advocates, that if there's still Dam Nefesh, then that's what you want to do. You want to implement a second Zrika, which is really Al-Pidin, the first Zrika. But the Gemara now raises an objection. And I'm not 100% sure that the Gemara's objection now is directed at Shmuel per se, exclusively. It could be that what the Gemara is going to ask now, which are the words V'lehevi Dichui, that might be a question even without Shmuel. But we'll have to see about that. Now, what is the Gemara's question of Lehevi Dichui? The Gemara now differentiates between a Zrika, which is a non-entity, and a Zrika, which cannot be Masha the carbon, but it's a valid Zrika. And the Gemara is suggesting now that the difference between the two is as follows. If you have no Zrika whatsoever, if halachically the Zrika doesn't register and we don't recognize it, then obviously there's a possibility of starting all over again, you know, and getting the Dam out and doing a Zrika. But not so in the case of a Pasul. And this is a paradoxical concept that the Gemara is presenting here, that in the case of a Pasul, his Zrika is, I'm going to use a double negative for a second, is not a non-entity, it's not zero, but rather it is a Zrika. How so? And that's what we wrote on the blackboard. I wonder if it's still there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Hashlama Seder Avot.
When you say Pasul, we're talking about a Pasul Kohen.
A Kohen Pasul, I'm sorry. Start again. The Gemara now is presenting the thesis that the Zrika of a Kohen Pasul is not a non-entity, it's not a zero. Well, you'd say in Aramaic, it's not Kiman Delesed Domi, but rather it is a Zrika. For lack of a better term, I'll call it a Maisa Zrika. It's considered a Maisa Zrika. And you know what? There may be cases in which the Torah might even recognize the Zrika of a Pasul. For example, in a carbon tzibur, maybe there might be a Kohen who's Tameh, and yet to a Mehutra B'tzibur, there may be scenarios in which the Torah would validate the Zrika of a Kohen Pasul. So let's not just, poo-poo and ignore the status, the halachic status of the Zrika of a Kohen Pasul. It could be the Zrika of a Kohen Pasul, even though it's not enough to be Maksha the carbon, but nevertheless, it works strangely, paradoxically, in a negative way to close the door for a subsequent zrika. And that's called, in the Gemara's language, lehevi dichui. Now what I want to mention here is that elsewhere, not here, the Gemara uses a different term, or shall we say, introduce a different concept, and that is called Shirayim. So please write this down. Shin, Yud, Resh, Yud, Yud, Mem, Shirayim.
Shin?
Shin, Yud, Resh, Yud, Yud, Mem. And that's going to be a Gemara later on in Daf Lamed Daled of Beis. And for the benefit of reading the article that we didn't get a chance to read yesterday, that I hope we'll get a chance to read today, or if not today, then tomorrow, but I want to get back to it, we're going to assume the following equation, that for Dam to be royal Zrika, it has to be, when I say royal Zrika, I mean a meaningful zrika, a valid zrika that's machaper, that's machsha the carbon for kapara. It has to be, again, for lack of a term, better term, the main dam. There's something called shirayim, and again, shirayim might be poured on the mizbeach, but for other reasons, not to generate a carbon or a kaparas carbon. So that if I can look at the dam in its Sarah Behema, I'm going to classify it under two different classifications. One is dam haroi lekapara, lezrika shal kapara, and the other is shirayim. And shirayim, although it's biologically the same dam, and it's dam hanefesh and everything else, but it's shirayim. And shirayim is not something that could generate a kaparas hakarba. Why? Because we've taken out of the klishares, the mizrak, the dam that we needed for zrika. We already implemented the zrika. Now we have leftover dam in the mizrak. That leftover dam is called shirayim. And because the zrika was already done, that shirayim does not have within it the power or the potential of kaparas hakarbon. Now you might ask me, who cares? I mean, I already achieved the kaparas hakarbon with the first zrika, so what do I care about the leftover dam? And there are two answers to this question. One answer is very futuristic, which we're not ready for. There's some sort of kium of shvichas shirayim ala mizbeach, not as part of the kapar problem process. But what's more important to us is that if I can come up with a scenario in which the first zrika could not generate the kapara, but we still have dam left, and then we have to ask ourselves, could that dam be royal le kapara, to generate the kapara? The answer is, if I define that dam, for whatever reason, we'll have to figure out, as shirayim, what I'm saying, semantically, is that it cannot generate a kapara. So again, let's get back to Agmar. Agmar uses the term dichui, but what I'm suggesting is that term dichui is identical with shirayim. And what is shirayim? Shirayim means I've already done a zrika, now I still have shirayim, I have leftover dam. Wonderful. But that dam is still called shirayim, which means it cannot be machshir, it cannot generate a kaparas hakarbon. Says the Gemara, if the first zrika was done by a kohen posel, then what's ever left, whatever dam hanefesh is left, is called shirayim, which means it cannot generate a kapara. What makes it into shirayim? The fact that a kohen posel is capable of a zrika. Again, that zrika, paradoxically, is not a zrika that can generate a kapara, and it works in a negative sense to close the door on a future zrika that can generate kapara, from the same behema, from the same karma. In other words, the zrika is considered a zrika, despite the fact that it was implemented by a kohen posel, And normally, before I got to Daf Chavov and Beis, if you'd have woken me up in the middle of the night and said, well, what does it mean it is a Zrika? I would have said to you, it's Mechaper. Now I'm coming up with a whole new definition. It is a Zrika, but it's not Mechaper. So what is that Zrika? Why do you tell me it's a Zrika? The answer is, it's a Zrika to convert the rest of the Dam into Shirayim. And now to be docha this carbon, that since the first Rika could not generate a hechsher carbon, you don't have a possibility, the door is not open, to use the rest of the dam, which is in the Tzavar HaBehema, the dam HaNevi, for a kaparas HaKarbon. Did you see where I said negative and positive? In other words, on the one hand, if you ask a positive question of kapara, with regard to the Zrika of a Kohen Pasul, the answer is no, with a big N and a big O. But if you ask me, does the Zrika of a Kohen Pasul register? And the answer is, it's going to register in a negative sense. It's not going to achieve the positive effect of Kaparas HaKarbon, but it's going to block the possibility of a future Zrika. And what we're saying is that now that Zrika of the Kohen Pasul completes the process that began with Shechita and ends with Zrika, and now anything after that might be icing on the cake. It's going to be some sort of kiyum of Shirayim, whatever it might be, but it's certainly not a Zrika HaMachaperis. And therefore, we go back to the Mishnah on Lamed Beis, and we try to understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that the Kohen did a Zrika Shalo Bimkoma, correct? And the Gemara interprets it in order to defend Shmuel. Who did the Zrika in the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis?
Kohen Pasul.
A Kohen Pasul. If he was a Kohen Pasul, then how could the Mishnah then go ahead and say, Im Yesh Dam HaNefesh is Kosher Yekab? Let a Kosher come in and do the, you know, fix up, rectify the situation. That's not true. Because the Zrika of the Kohen Pasul closes the door, completes the avoda, even though it doesn't generate a kapara, and it works in a negative way to block the possibility of a subsequent zrika machaper. So how can the Mishnah therefore say, go ahead and do another zrika? Okay?
And the answer is?
Oh, so now the question is, what's the answer? And that's what I was really working hard on.
I mean, because previous to this, I was thinking, well, if the Zrika was meaningless, then that opens the door to doing a second one. Because there was no meaning, then go ahead and do a second one. But now we're learning something different.
So that's what I think, Ben. Maybe I'm going to say now exactly what you just said, because I was doing two things at the same time. I was half listening to you and half trying to answer Don's question. So I'm not sure if I heard you correctly. But I think what I'm about to say is what you were saying. And that ultimately, what the Gemara is going to postulate here is that the Zrika of a Kohen Pasul is not a Zrika at all. Is that what you just said?
Yes.
Okay, good. It's not a Zrika at all. Which means that there's no Hashlama Seder HaVoda, and this paves the way for another Zrika to be Mashlim the Seder HaVoda, because basically that Zrika of the Kohen Pasul was a non-entity, so we skipped it, and now when we have a second Zrika with whatever Dam is left, that second Zrika is going to be the completion of this Seder HaVoda. And that's going to be Machshir the Karbon, if we're lucky enough to find some more Dam.
So how does that tie in with the idea that the Zrika of a Kohen Pasul is a Zrika of some kind? You're saying it's not
so
a Zrika,
that's what I'm saying,
it's not
that
a Zrika
I think,
for Kapara purposes.
I think what's going on here is that the Gemara is retracting its original position. Now again, what was the Gemara thinking in the Havamina? What was the Gemara thinking in the Maskana? So I think that the vacillation in the Gemara revolves around the following point. That in the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis, there was tarti l'reisa, which means there were two things going bad, two minuses, you know. On the one hand, it was a kohen pasul, but on the other hand, it's riko shalobim koma. And what the Gemara is vacillating about is how bad is bad in the case of a zrika shalobim koma. So the Havamita, the Gemara thought it's not bad at all because Shmuel said zrika shalobim koma kimikoma dom.
But by a kohen kasher, not from a kohen pasul.
Oh, so then we're going to have to say the following, that if it was a kohen pasul and it's only one strike against you, because again, according to Shmuel, shalomim komas kimikoma domi, then elchinami, the zrika of a kohen pasul registers in the negative way, called dichui, and hashlama seder avodah, as we discussed in great length. And the Gemara comes to a maskana that no, that's not so. Shmuel never meant to say that it is kimakoma. It's not kimakoma, and it's not mati the basar. It's not a full-fledged zrika. It's not the real McCoy zrika. Combine that with the fact that the zrika was implemented by a coin possible, and it doesn't register at all. So in what context would Shmuel agree to this phantom possibility that zrika shalom goma lav shmei zrika? The answer is when you combine A plus B, it's a Kohen Pasul, together with Zrika Shalobim Koma. Here's where Shmuel is going to backtrack, and he's going to say, you know what, that's not a Zrika. Why isn't it a Zrika? Because it's a Kohen Pasul. And not only is it a Kohen Pasul, it was Shalobim Koma. Now you'll ask, but Shmuel holds Kim Koma Domi, and the Gemara and the Havamit understood that was an absolute equation, so all you're left with is a Kohen Pasul, and there's no reason why we shouldn't validate the Zrika of a Kohen Pasul, at least for the negative closing the door sheet that we spoke about. And the answer is that the Gemara is now backtracking and saying no, Shmuel is not going to consider the Mishnah Lamed Beis, the Kohen Pasul who does the Zrika Shalobim Koma, as if it was Kimakoma, and therefore the Zrika of the Kohen Kasha of the Kohen Pasul is a Zrika. No, at this point the Gemara says Shmuel also agrees that Shalobim Koma is a faulty Zrika. Combine that with the psul of the Kohen, and that already blows the Zrika out of the water. Which again, sounds very bad, but it turns out to be very good. Because if we blow the Zrika out of the water, it's command the lesser dummy. It's like it doesn't register. Then Adarabba, now we can justify replacing the first Zrika with a second Zrika. That's the best I can do so far. You know,
what's bothering me? Well, I'm thinking intuitively, and I totally could be wrong. But a kohen is pasul. That's it. Full stop. That's the end of the story. Who cares what he did afterwards? Don't even talk what he did afterwards. It's like it's pasul. So
no, because a kohen pasul, his zricha does have some validity, even though it's not for a kapora. Whereas what the rabbi I think is saying is because you have the double conditions of both Kohen Pasul and Zrika Shalom Akomo, it cancels the Zrika altogether as if it didn't exist at all.
Right.
And therefore now you can do a new one. Whereas if you did it in Komo,
right,
you have a Kohen Pasul but then Komo, then it doesn't cancel the whole Zrika as an entity. It's still some kind of a Zrika.
So I guess the chiddush for me is that a Kohen Pasul can effectuates something. That's to me.
I think that's what I got out of it. You know,
yeah, that seems a chidush. That Kohen Pasul is not completely pasul. He's able to do something, which to me is a chidush.
I think that I'm not saying we're going to answer your problem and make you totally comfortable. I think we can soften up the hardness here a little bit by reading the next piece of Gemara.
In
because again, Disnat. It starts with the word disnat.
You have it? Went over to the...
Well, wherever we were up to. Again, it's hard for me to tell you on your page because unfortunately, Eschatoyani Matsky, I'm using the Masifta. So I can't always shift back and forth. Again, wherever we just are now.
Sorry.
The 15 next word in the Gemara should say disnat if you were following me until now.
And first word on
okay?
The
if you saw the words lehevi dichui,
yeah.
Then the next word on the page will say what? Disnat.
Found it.
Okay, that's why I don't feel compelled to tell you where it is because it's the next word on the page. Okay, then?
I have a second. Kohen Zar, Kohen Pasul, we were talking about, right?
Right.
But Shchita is Kasher Bizar, right? So Kohen Pasul is worse than a Zar. Isn't that so?
I'm sorry.
Wow.
We can leave that question till later. It's okay. You can answer me an email tomorrow. You just can't proceed to any other
Shmuel, let's raise the following question. What's the din of a Kohen Pasul who does Shechita? You're assuming he's worse than his Zar. I don't know. I mean, we have to really study that.
It seems to be the next din, but...
So...
The next mission, is that called?
Well, I don't know. The next mission meeting on Lamed Beis, you're saying?
No, the one we were recording, I guess that was Lamed
Beis. Yeah. Well, again, I'm so confused. The Mishnah that we were quoting was on Lamed Beis.
If a Zav can do Shechita,
yes, we were in Lamed Beis.
But again, the Mishnah on Lamed Beis that we've seen until now was discussing Zrika. Mm-hmm. So if you check me out and see. Right. So see what it says about Shechita there. I don't know. We were talking about Zrika. Can you do that research for me?
Maybe.
but in the meantime, because I don't want to waste time, and this has been very hard for me because I never realized how, you know, after almost 25 blot and zvachim, I finally got to the point where everything got messed up, and I'm hitting a very tough, you know, brick wall here, which I'm trying to, traverse, and I'm just trying to get through Parshat Pshat and the Gemara. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm not even ready for the article yet, you know. So it's been difficult, and I'm trying to see what we can do together. So you research the issue of a Kohen Pasul in Shechita, if you don't mind, just to save me that that's going to just cloud my brain. And I'm up to the word disnan. Now this word disnan means that the Gemara wants to prove and support its Havamina from a Mishnah, which means I'm going to prove to you that the Zrika of a Kohen Pasul is going to complete the cycle of the four Avodos and close the door in front of a future, in front of a possible follow-up Zrika. Now, the Mishnah is discussing an entirely different issue. Not a Kohen Pasul, but rather an issue of Chutz L'Zman or Chutz L'Mkomo, which has to do with the concept of Pigul, what we call a Machshava Poselis. Now, let's add the following point so that we get our heads like screwed on right for this Mishnah and the way the Gemara is going to analyze this Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to make a statement about Kabbalah Saddam, and the question is, why did the Mishnah do so? Whenever the Mishnah wants to formulate a principle that applies for Avodas HaKarbon in general, which means all four Avodos, it doesn't mention Kabbalah. The fact that the Mishnah formulated its din in terms of Kabbalah means it's coming to the exclusion of other Avodos. Now, what the Gemara is going to create here is a certain, how do you say in English, a parshas drachim, a fork in the road, a juncture, yeah, a crossroads. And when you know, Kabbalah is number two on a list of four.
But it's the first of the which is of the avodot, which you consider.
No, I'm assuming that the first avodah is shechita.
Right.
But
it's not considered a voter of the kohen because a zar can do the shechita.
But again, let's talk about the avodah hakarbon, meaning the karbon. I'm not going into questions about who has to do it and how you have to do it, but every karbon needs four avodos.
No, but then if we question that, I'm in deep trouble.
I want to question what
you're about to say about the Mishnah. Didn't we learn in a previous Mishnah, one of the first ones, maybe it was the second Mishnah, it used Kabbalah, and then the footnote said it uses Kabbalah because Kabbalah was the first of the avodah, and therefore it's considered to be representative of all of them.
I don't know, Don. That, so you have a kasha from this Gemara on a footnote, and I can't deal
with
that.
Not on this Gemara.
I'm just telling you, the Gemara here assumes that if it says Kabbalah, yes, it's coming to the exclusion of one of two things.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, so you'll study that footnote. Again, Rabosai, I got to get through this Gemara. That's okay. Yeah, hard valyavar for me. I'm going to just have to... I don't know what I'm going to do if I don't get through this Gemara. So you're all asking brilliant questions. Shmuel wants to know, what's the din of a czar who did the shechita? I'm sorry, what's the din of a kohen posel who did the shechita? Don has a footnote that says that Kabbalah is representative of all four avodos. Whatever it is, I can't. Because of the hour that's given to me and the goal to get through this Gemara, if you could hold on to these questions for later, they're brilliant questions. But I got to do what I got to do.
Okay.
So again, what I'm telling you now is emes lamito. How it squares with your footnote, I don't know. But the Gemara here assumes that the word Kabbalah in the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis is coming to exclude one of two things. This is at crossroads. Either it's coming to exclude the avodos that are subsequent to the Kabbalah, which would mean Zrika in our context, or it's coming to exclude what came before the Kabbalah, namely Shechita. Okay? In other words, it's not, again, I don't know what the footnote there is, but it's not coincidental that the Mishnah mentions Kabbalah here. The Gemara thinks that Kabbalah comes to exclude, first the Gemara is going to assume it comes to exclude Zrika, and then the Gemara is going to backtrack and say, no, it comes to exclude Shechita. But that Kabbalah includes Zrika. Okay, now what is this? I told you that the subject of this Mishnah is a machshava poseles. Now, a machshava poseles, if it passes the carbon, then that's it. Ball game over. If the carbon is possible, then at that moment, that machshava passes the carbon, and as we say in Hebrew, ein ma lasot. There's nothing you can do over here. And the whole enterprise of, well, maybe there's still dam in the tzavar, and let's do another Kabbalah, another Zrika, that's totally out of the ballpark. It's not a possibility. Why? Because the machshava poselis passes a karbon. The Mishnah's machadish a gavaldiga chidish. And that is that a kohen posel is not capable of creating an entity called a machshava poselis. This is so counterintuitive. The Gemara is saying that a machshava poselis is also like an entity. It's a force of nature, you know, of the halachic universe that has to be reckoned with. And it comes to take this carbon that was kosher and make it into posel. Ah! If that's what a machshava poselis is meant to do, it's got to come from the mind of a kohen who could be machshav the karbon, and instead he passel the karbon. But if it was a Joe Cohen who's not even kosher, he's a posel, then he's not capable of a machshava poselis. Now, if he's not capable of machshava poselis, then I might say, well, let's go back to the dam and do a replacement dam. And the Mishnah is going to say no. The Mishnah is going to say, as far as Zrika is concerned, again, the Mishnah only mentions Kabbalah, but the Gemara assumes Kabbalah to the exclusion of Zrika, that in the case of Zrika, there's no possibility of replacing the dam, even though there's very good candidacy for dam in the Tzavar. Why? Says the Gemara, that proves our thesis that a Kohen Pasul does create a Zrika, which completes the set of the Avoda and precludes the possibility of a subsequent Zrika. So let's read it inside. Tisnan, the Kulon, after the Mishnah lists the Psulei Kahuna, all of those guys who apostle a Kuna, Shekivlu, if their Kabbalah was with a Machshavas Psul, for example, Chutz Lizmano. In other words, that the basa should be eaten tomorrow. So the law in that case is that there's no machshava poselis. Why? Because a Kohen Pasul cannot generate a machshava haposelis. And if that be the case, there's no psul in the carbon. And if there's no psul in the carbon, then as far as that Kabbalah Saddam is concerned, that Kabbalah Saddam is a zero. It's a non-entity. And therefore the Mishnah says in Yesh Dam HaNefesh Yachzir HaKoshev Yikabel. Says the Gemara, why did the Mishnah say Kiblo, meaning that Kohen Pasul was Makabel Adam in, then we're saying that his Kabbalah is a non-entity, implying, because the Mishnah didn't have to designate Kabbalah, that Zrika Lo. In the case of Zrika, there's no possibility of replacing that Zrika of a Kohen Pasul with a second Zrika. And why is that so? If you're telling me that a Machshava Poselis doesn't register to Pasul the Karbon in the case of a Kohen Pasul, then there's only one other possible reason why there's no replacement zrika. My time alav mishum David dochli, because the zrika of a Kohen Pasul is not considered a zrika at all. And I'm sorry, boy, did I just mess up? It must be because of dichu, which means that the zrika of a Kohen Pasul is not a non-entity. Again, I apologize for the double negative, but rather it is an entity. In a negative sense, and it's what? It's Hashlomas Seder Havoda precluding the subsequent Zrika. And if that be the case, we go back to the Mishnah with Shmuel, in the case of Shalobim Kobo, was forced to interpret as a Kohen Pasul, and Shmuel therefore says, since it was a Kohen Pasul, there was no Kapara at all in this Karbon, how could the Mishnah then advocate replacing the Avoda with a second carbon by being a Kabbal Adam and doing a Zrika? What happened to the principle of Dichu? And at this point, the Gemara is going to insist that no, that even after the Zrika of the Kohen Pasul, there is in fact a possibility of replacing the Zrika, because we don't accept this principle of Dichu, but rather we consider the Zrika of a Kohen Pasul to be a non-entity. Again, at least when he combines it with the Machshava Posels. Remember, we always needed that Tarti L'Reis, so we needed A plus B in order to make it into a non-entity. And therefore, in Shmuel's frame of reference, the Mishnah of Shalobim Koma had two strikes against him. He was first of all a Kohen Pasul, and on top he did a Zrika Shalobim Koma. And that completely liquidates the status of that Zrika, which is good news because it allows a replacement Zrika. And here in the case of a Kohen Pasul as a Machshava of Chutz Lizmano, or Chutz Mkomo, there also we have Tarti L'Reis, so we have A plus B. Bad enough that he was a Kohen Pasul. On top of that, he had a Machshava of Chutz Lizmano, Chutz Mkomo. When we combine those two, we completely negate the status of that Zrika. It's a non-entity. It's not Mashlim, the Seder Avoda, and it opens the door for a subsequent Zrika. That's if we can assume that when the Mishnah says Kiblo, it's Lavdafka Kiblo, and Kiblo includes Zrika as well. That the same deal, the same halach would apply if the Kabbalah was done by Apostle with a Machshava Shalom Lishma Shalom Zmano, and therefore Yesh, you know, if Yesh Dam LeNefesh is Yachzor HaKosher Yikabel, And then we're going to have to figure out why the Mishnah mentions Kabbalah. So again, Rabbi, do you see where I see the vacillation of the Gemara, you know, in the Hava Mina against Shmuel and the Maskana to defend Shmuel? In the Hava Mina of the Gemara, we thought that according to Shmuel, we have here a one-strike situation in which the Kohen is possible, but that's about it. You know, the Zrika was Bimkoma, according to Shmuel, and therefore we believe that we can activate the principle of Dihui, and the Gemara's Maskan is no, even according to Shmuel, there are two strikes here, and Zrika Shalom Bimkoma is not exactly Zrika, and therefore, if it's not exactly Zrika, when you combine that with the fact that the Kohen is apostle, that's going to completely liquidate the status of the Zrika.
Can I ask a question?
Again, I would beg, just again, because everything I'm saying is sort of like
okay.
A preview of coming attractions. I'm trying to pedagogically make it easier to understand the next piece of Gemara. So now I'm at the point where I want to read the next piece of Gemara. And the Gemara says the following. Lo, don't entertain that idea that the Mishnah mentions Kabbalah to exclude Zrika. That's not so. And just one second. So you know what? I realize now that I jumped ahead of myself. You may find the Gemara, and if you don't find it, find that starts with the words Lo Tema. It should be about three or four lines down. So what I was explaining was the Lo Tema. So I jumped ahead of myself. Lo Tema Zarko Lo. Don't interpret this diuk that since it says Kabbalah comes to exclude Zrika, Ela Ema Shachto Lo. And the Gemara is going to exclude Shechita. So that's what I told you, but that's coming up. So let's fill in the middle piece. He says the following. He says that you're right, your diuk is correct at this point, and therefore in the case of Zrika of a coin posel komo, there is no possibility of salvaging the carbon. But that's not because of dihu. That's not because we recognize this zrika as a valid zrika. There's another reason why there's no possibility of replacing the zrika with a subsequent one. Mishum de posel b'machshava. It means that the machsheves shalo lishma, I'm sorry, the machsheves chutzim zman chutzim koma, passels the karma. Ihach, he says the Gemara Kabbalah Nami. If you're telling me that despite the fact that he's a Kohen posel, he still is capable of creating a machsheva poselis of shalobim koma, then Kabbalah Nami. I mean, there's no reason why I shouldn't apply the same yardstick to Kabbalah. And then how could, in the case of Kabbalah, the Mishnah allow a subsequent Zrika, the carbon is possible? So the Gemara, and that was the first question. So again, the Gemara is now rejecting the possibility that there's a Machshava Poselis in Zrika in the case of a Kohen Posel, because if that be the case, then even a Kabbalah with a Machshava Poselis in the case of a Kohen Posel should likewise Pasel the karma. The ode, and furthermore, mi pasla machshava? Can you really say that a machshava poselis pasels the karbon? That's not true in the case of a carbon of a coin posel. V'amar Rava, Rava says ein machshava moelis, which means ein machshava poselis. Ela b'misha roi la voda, b'davar roi la voda, u'b'makom roi la voda. You have to check off three boxes. Number one, it's got to be a Kohen Kosher. I mean, if the Kohen is posel, let's say, for example, he's a Balmum or any other posel, then he's not capable of a machshava poselus, he can't possibly karma. Number two, it's got to be a dovar roi lavoda, as opposed to what's called minchas haomer, because a minchas haomer comes min ha-saorim, and saorim is not something that we usually bring on the mizbeach. The only time we bring a saorim, means barley, on the mizbeach is either in the case of minchas haomer or minchas ha-sota, but as a general rule, that's not roi lavoda. So if you had a machshava poselus in minchas haomer, it would not passel the karbon, and you need a makom haroi lavoda, which means that the mizbeach has to be in great shape. If, let's say, the mizbeach is what's called nifgam, which again is a sugya unto itself, they're not ready for, so it's not makom haroi lavoda, there's no psul of machshava poselus. Which again, Rabbi will say, all this is counterintuitive. What the Gemara is saying is that a machshava poselus is because, like, you're almost there. You know, all the potential, everything is set into motion. You know, for God's sake, you've got a kohen kosher, you've got royal avodo, you've got a makom in the mizbeach, everything is set, and then he went ahead and he had a machshava poselus. That's going to passel the karp. So again, there are two reasons why the Gemara rejects this presentation, that maybe the reason why in Zrika the kohen posel as a machshava poselus cannot replace the Zrika with another Zrika because of a different psul, not because of the din of Dichui, but because of the din of machshava poselus. And the Gemara attacks that in two ways. Number one, if that be the case, then you should apply that consistently to Kabbalah as well. And number two, Bichlal, it's against Rava's principle that there's no such thing as a machshava poselus with regard to a kohen posel. And therefore, we have to go back to this Mishnah, and we've got to somehow protect Shmuel's position and yet reinterpret this Mishnah, but without making a distinction between Kabbalah and Zrika, without assuming that the psul here is because of Machshava Poselus. And therefore the Gemara says, Lo Tema, don't assume that Zarko, Lo, that the Diuk is that only in Kabbalah can you replace the Karbon, right, the Zrika. But not in Zrika, no. Ela Ema, but rather we're going to assume that even in the case of Zrika, you can replace the Karbon. And why is it? Because as we said before, Shmuel may taste it if there are two strikes against you. Number one, you're a Kohen Posel, and number two, you didn't do the right Avodah, either because you did a Zrika Shalom B'Mkom, or because you had a Machshava of Chutzim Zman or Chutzim Kom. In that case, it doesn't register at all. It's not even an Avodah, and therefore it can be replaced. It's not Mashlim to say the Avodah. There's no Din of Dichui. It's not called Shirayim. Ela Ema. Why did the Mishnah focus exclusively on Kabbalah? To exclude Shechita. That in the case of Shechita, there is no possibility if the posel did a Shechita, the Kohen posel did a Shechita with a Machshava Poselus, then you can't replace the Karbon. And why is that? Because, and here I'm going to read to Shmuel one line here in the Masifta, and you can check this out and see where he knows it from. He says, Kol hapsulim ksherim le'inyan Shechita. And in a footnote, he tells you to look in a Mishnah and Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. Kol hapsulim sheshachtu shechitasim ksherim. So at least we've answered one of you. I didn't answer your question for the footnote, but
so then their kavanah also matters, though. If their shechita is, they are pasul for everything, all the rest of the avodot, but their machshava counts as for what, which korban it is.
Meaning a zar?
Not only which korban it is, but what I'm suggesting is something else, that we just finished saying, according to Rava, that there's no such thing as a machshava poselus in the case of a kohen posel. That's only relevant to three out of four of the avodot.
Right.
That's irrelevant to the case of what? Of Shechita, because in Shechita there's no such thing as a kohen posel. That concept doesn't exist. It's not on the radar screen. And therefore, what's going to happen in the case of Shechita is that his machshava poselus in the case of a kohen posel indeed disqualifies the karbon ge'endik finito. And it's not like his Shechita, you know, can be, you know, we can do something to salvage the situation. No, the karbon is posel. Again, why is the carbon possible? Because he had a machshava of chutzim man or chutzim koma. So the Gemara thinks that that's not a chidush. Maika mashmal on the apostle machshava, that in the shechita, the machshava of apostle the carbon is a machshava apostolos and apostle the carbon tanina. We already have that in the Mishnah itself. Because the Mishnah, after establishing that kol apsulim sheshachtan shechitosim ksheira, is lefichach hein poslim b'machshava. It says explicitly that the Kohen Pasul B'Shah Shechita passels the Karban. So what was the Havamina here? Why did I need another Mishnah to repeat what I already know from the previous Mishnah? So the Gemara answers, Hakam Mashmalon. The Mishnah wants to tell you that Mikabola V'Elech Lo Pasla Machshava. And I have a feeling that your footnote is based on this line of Gemara. Your footnote came after this line, not before this line. That's what I think. I didn't see the footnote.
They're reading ahead of the footnote.
Right. But you'll show me the footnote if you get a chance. But let me just read the Gemara. Gemara says, Hakam Mashmalon. The Mishnah wants to tell me that even though with regard to Shechita, the Mashava Poselos passels the Karban, but with regard to the balance of the Avodos, the Mashava Poselos of a Kohen Posel would not passel the carbon, and therefore you can replace the carbon. And again, you have to assume that there's no din dichui, as we said before, because it's a double whammy over here. He's first and foremost the Kohen, secondly, a Kohen Posel, and secondly, he did a machshava poseles. Is in such a case, his Rika or Kabbalah, whatever it might be, doesn't register at all on the Richter scale. It's not dichui, it's not Ashlama Seder Avoda, and therefore, go ahead and find yourself some more dam. My time Rava. Beautiful. This is a clear-cut proof for Rava, that Rava is saying that everything has to be set in motion in order to create a psul of machshava poselis. All the pieces fit into place. With regard to Shechita, all the pieces fit into place. Isaac Kohen Posel, it's irrelevant to Shechita. And therefore, the machshava poselis of Shalovim Komo, of Chutzis Man of Chutzim Komo, would actually passel the carbon in the case of Shechita. But the Mishnah wants to tell me that with regard to the other Avodos, since the Kohen is a posel, he's not capable of Machshava Posel. So that's number one. We've solved the problem of avoiding a psul in the carbon midin Machshava Poselis. Now we have another problem. How can you replace this karma with another karma? What happened to the svar of dichui? And the answer is, and I hope I'm not misleading anyone, but that's the way I understand it, and that's the best I can do, is that there's a double whammy over here, that when we integrate both, A, the fact that the Kohen is possible, with B, the fact that he had a machshava poselis, or in Shmuel's frame of reference, B, means he did his rika shlovim koma, that undermines and completely liquidates the status of that Zrika, which is good news for the Jews, because that means that it's not Mashlim the Seder Avoda, and therefore you can do another Zrika. That's Rabosai what I was able to get from this so far. And that was again, if what I say is at all intelligible or intelligent, then it's a result of a lot of work. I'm not going to tell you what time I woke up today.
The last possibility you said there is, like Don was saying, you have a very swift Kohen Kasher evidently standing right next to him.
Correct.
And he maybe was the one who meant to do it initially. The Kohen Pasul caused the problem. But the Kohen Kasher can stand in, grab some more of the correct Dom with the correct Kli, and put it in the correct place, and then it's going to be kosher. But
I'll tell you something, Shmuel. I guess, just guessing, I don't know Kodshim, but I bet you there's a Mishnah or a Gemara somewhere that's going to talk about two Kohanim who are holding on to one Kli and a Makabal the Dom simultaneously. Again, I'm writing a Gemara that may or may not exist. But I would be willing to bet my bottom dollar.
Makes sense.
So again, the fact that, with Don was the logistical objection. But again, you can't blame me for this, because look what the Mishnah says. It says Yachzor HaKosher V'Yakabel. Those are three words in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says it. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi said it, not me. Yachzor HaKohen V'Yakabel. So again, I don't know exactly whether they're both standing there and he chapped at sea, or maybe there's a lot of dam and it comes out in slow. I don't know, but as I state, it says it. Yachzor HaKohen V'Yakabel. Yeah, Ben.
Something I found fascinating is the fact that a Kohen, who's a Pasul, he's not even able
to have a machshavah pasul. At first I thought that was very counterintuitive. Then I thought that, maybe the parallel, a Kohen can go into a non-Jewish cemetery. Because a Goy, since he's not capable of Kedusha, also isn't capable of Tumah. So similarly, that he's not even, he can't even make a negative thought. He's just like,
right.
And the buck stops there.
Right.
So at first it's fascinating, then if we have an understanding of it.
So you can never know if a Jew is.
And the good news is that if he can't make a psul, then the karba might lend itself to being salvaged by a subsequent zrika, because his zrika doesn't register.
Right.
He had a machshava poselus that doesn't pass the karma. Rav says he's got to be roy lavoda. He's got to be roy kohen kosher. So that's it's a little bit of a paradox. But as you get into it, you become more familiar. The mechanics work. Meisve. The Gemara now asks the following question: we have a brisa that says chishev. Litain es hanitonim lamala lamata lamata lamala. So in other words, at the time that he did the shechita or the kabbalah or the halach, whatever he did, he had in mind that the zrika should be shalobim koma instead of on the top of the chudas zrika, on the bottom of the zrika. Li alter means in this case he didn't have a machshava of chutz lizmano. Okay, in other words, we're going to do the Kabbalah Saddam and immediately follow up with a Zrika Shalobim Koma. Again, I'm not sure why the Kohen was moved to have this Machshava, but we have to deal with it. It's kosher. The carbon is kosher. What this means is that the entire Mizbeach is one entity as far as the Kashrus HaKorban is concerned. Now, he has a footnote here, which, again, it's a little bit premature, I think, to appreciate this footnote. He says that even if we don't go as far as accepting Shmuel's principle, that Shalobim Koma is Kibbul Koma, but nevertheless, he says the Korban is going to be kosher. In other words, this Machshava of having a Zrika Shalobim Koma is not a machshava poselus. It wouldn't pass the karb. Okay, so we have a machshava of chutzizmano, chutzim komo, shalol lishma in the case of Pesach Echatos. In all those cases, the machshava is called and classified as a machshava poselus. But a machshava of zrika chutzim komo is not a machshava poselus. Oh, but that's all because he only messed up as far as where the zrika would be done. But let's say he had a machshava of lemachar. Now it's getting even more complicated because he's telling us that. But the only thing I'm bothered by here is: do you have parentheses on the word lemachar?
Yes.
So I don't know. Now I'm a little bit perplexed here. Is he taking out the word lemachar? I don't know. Anyway, let's leave out the word lemachar because he has it in
Rabbi Archibald has lemachar pasul,
but he has it in parentheses. So
but
usually
he has the word pasul.
Yeah, but no, I'm just I also have lemachar pasul, but I'm just saying I was asking a different question.
Okay.
Usually the rule is, again, every rule has an exception, that when what's ever in parentheses should be omitted. Okay, that's not for us now.
Okay,
so let's take out the words lemachar pasul. Now chazar v'chishev. So again, I don't know if it means lemachar, but at some point when he's like he started the, let's say there were four avodos. So let's say he did avoda number one with a machshava of chutz of shalolim koma, and now when he gets to avoda number two, chazar v'chishev chutzlim koma. That the basa is going to be eaten outside of the Azor, or outside of outside of Yerushalayim, whatever the case may be. Chutzim ko. Then pasul. The karbon is pasul. But the ainbo karis. In other words, it's not called pigul, because pigul is only chutz lizmano, not chutzim komo. So chutzim komo is a machshava poseles, but it's not pigul. And the nafkamina is that if you eat the basar, you get malchus for that, but you don't get karas. However, the brisa continues chutzas mano. If in this second avoda, whatever the avoda was, he had a machshov chutzas mano, then pigul the chayovin aleha karas, because chutzas mano is karas. So far, Rabosa, I don't see any kasha here on Shmuel. This whole discussion of the Brisa starts with the word meisvei. But let's read the end of the Brisa, and maybe then we'll see where the Gemara is taking us with this. Okay. Lemachar, which means the following, that in the original avoda, right, there were two avodas. So in the first case of the Brisa, he had a machshava of Shalobim Koma, right, Lama Lamata, without a Machshav of Chutzim Zman of Chutzim Koma, but then the second Avodah, he had a Machshav of Chutzim Zman of Chutzim Koma. What happens if he had, in the first Avodah, from the get-go, he had a double whammy, he had a Machshav of what? Of Lamal Lamata, which is called Shalobim Koma, and at the same time Lamachar, a Machshava of Chutz Lizmano, is possible. Now the Brisa says that the carbon is possible. So I'm just going to read to you what he writes here. He says, "Posel al yidei machshava zu shekevet shechashav lizrog b'makom she'eno roi," which I assume means lamal lamato. Hareu kemisha chashav lahashos es adam ad lemachar velo lizrog klal shemachshava zu poselis. So again, if he had a machshava that he won't do the zrik at all, that's called the machshava poselis. Okay. Now at this point, the carbon is possible, but we haven't yet established that it is pigul. Says the Brisa Chazar v'chishev. I guess he's up to the second avoda now. This guy has a really great record here, track record. And he had in mind v'chishev to eat the basar bein chutzus mano bein chutzum komo posel v'ein bo karis. In other words, even though in the second machshava he had a machshava chutzus mano, which we just said in the reisha would be pigul with a chiyuv karis, but here there's no chiyuv karis. So what's the difference between this case and the previous case? And the answer is that in this case, the carbon was possible as a result of the first machshava in the first avoda. Why? Because his machshava was lemachar, and if it was lemachar, basically that's like saying that there won't be a zrika at all, because if you leave the dam until lemachar, you know the dam has to be given to the mizbeach before shkiyas hachama. So lemachar, so that itself is machshava poseles. So again, the fact that he had a machshava of lamal lamata, that wouldn't passel the carbon. But he, additionally, in that same avoda, he had a machshava that the zrika would be done tomorrow, and zrika tomorrow is impossible. So that's considered as if he had a machshava at the time of his avoda not to do zrika at all, and that passels the carbon. However, the good news is, so to speak, that because it passes the carbon, this carbon no longer lends itself to the possibility of becoming pigul. Because if in the subsequent avoda he has a machshava of chutz lizmano, since it's already on a carbon posel, then halacha is that a carbon posel cannot be subject to pigul. Which again strengthens our principle here that pigul is because you're almost there, you have all the elements. But if it was already nifsal, oh.
What's the machar? The machar is on the avodah, the machar is on the eating.
On the zrika. The machar is on the zrika, that he does the avodah with a machshava of doing a flubby kind of zrika, but he's going to do it tomorrow. That's not a zrika at all. So that's a machshava of a zrika she'ena ru'uya klal, and in that case it passes the carbon, and that saves the carbon from pigul if in a subsequent avoda he has a machshava of chutzus mano. Okay, now why is this all relevant to Shmuel? Oh, the isha lo b'mekomo kimekomo domi koin to Shmuel is high posel when he has a machshava to be zorik the dam shalo b'mekomo lemachar, and the carbon is considered posel pigulhu. That should be a machsheves pigul. In other words, it works like this. If not for Shmuel, if I would have maintained the position that Zrika Shalobim Koma, Enoch Kibim Koma, which means that it's as if he didn't do the Zrika on the Mizbeach, so then I could understand that you can't, the Machsheves Chutzus Limakomo, Chutzus Mano, I mean to say, Chutzus Mano, I meant to say, would not generate Pigul. Why? Because what are you going to do, Chutzus Mano? Something that's not even a Zrika. But according to Shmuel, he's really thinking of a Zrika of Chutzus Mano. That should generate Pigul. Do you have it? Let me go over it one more time. This is a beautiful kasha the Gemara is asking. The Braisa says that if, in addition to having this, the machshava of shalobim koma, which is called malamata, he also had a machshava that the zrika should be done tomorrow, that generates a psul. But there's no pigul over here. According to Shmuel, that makes no sense, because this is a classical case of pigul. Machshavas pigul means chutzus mano. So he didn't tell me, but he meant to have the Zrika in the wrong place tomorrow. And that's not a Machsheva, a Machsheva's Pigul, because he's not even talking about a Zrika. That's not true according to Shmuel. According to Shmuel, this is a valid Zrika, because Shmuel holds Shalobim Komas Kimakoma. So he's having in mind to do a proper Zrika. Shalobim Koma.
As well as Mana.
Shalol is Mana, I meant to say. Chutz is Mana.
Shmuel is... There is no such thing as lo mekoma. Anywhere on the mizbeach is okay, but lo mizmano is not shmul.
Yeah, shalo mizmano would be pigul then.
Classic.
No, it's only pigul if it's on the consumption. It's not on the zricha. He's talking about lo mizmano zricha. I'm going to do the zricha tomorrow, which is lo mizmano. That's what I thought it was saying. Which is not pigul.
He says again, and I'm just going to read to you this. You may know something that I don't know. Let me just read to you.
Just from what I'm listening.
He says the following. Chishev lasos zrika chutz lizmano, he says, havi pigul. Why isn't it pigul in our case? Hatam sheinu nechshav pigul in this price is because the zrika shalobim koma eino kim koma. So keilu eino zorek alam is beach. Oh, zorek shalom is beach. Machshavas zrika kazu eino nases pigul. But if he has a machshava according to Shmuel shalobim koma, which is a zrika, then a zrika chutz lizmano is pigul. Now you're telling me that a machshava chutz lizmano is not pigul, that the zrika should be chutz lizmano is not pigul. I don't know where you get that from. Again, there may be a footnote again.
No. I thought What you're saying, Shmuel says, is that anything that's lo lizmano, any of the avodot that's lo lizmano, is considered pigul. Whereas I was under the assumption pigul was only the consumption itself, the consumption either the consumption on the altar, or the consumption by the person.
That's the all right. So you know what? Pigul. Again, I once again I'm going to have to plead the fifth, okay. And I'm going to have to leave that as an unanswered question. But whatever it is, the Brice is talking about machsheves chutz lizmano, okay. And the Machsheves Chutz Lizmano would either A or B, would either generate Pigul or not generate Pigul. And that would all depend upon whether we're talking about a valid Zrika. According to Shmuel, that we're talking about a valid Zrika, this would be Pigul. According to the phantom adversary of Shmuel, who holds that Shalom Bimkoma is not on the Mizbeach, so the Machsheves Zrika of Chutz Lizmano is on something that's not even a Zrika. Okay. Now I'm gonna plead the fifth and read to you what it says here in you know, you have Otskol, I have Masifta, and Masifta says, listen carefully, Machsheves Pigel, he machshava lechol o lahakdir o lizrok es adam liachar zmano. And he quotes a Gemara daf Chof Chesamid Beis. We didn't get to Chof Chesamid Beis yet. It's coming around the bend.
It's defining pigel.
There are three categories of pigel, okay. Of Masheves pigel. One is lechol chutzuzmano. Two is lahakdir e murim chutzuzmano. And three is lizrok es adam chutzuzmano. Again, you know, you'll find me something to contradict, but I got to deal with what I got to deal with. I'm reading you a line, and right now this is my Bible. You know what I'm saying?
But it's the Misefta that's saying it.
Yeah, he says, Ayin lekamon chav chesam beis. I, unfortunately, I didn't get to chav chesam beis.
So
that's why I told you about kochim. You got to know everything to know anything. You know?
So
I have to rely on, you know, on Misefta, because that's what God gave me right now.
So it's expanding, according to this, it's expanding the definition of pigle to not only mean the intent to consume it on the Mizbeach, or to consume it, to eat it, after its time, right? And as a third
category
as zricha lo lizman.
Zricha shelo lizman. Again, get the kuf. Zricha shelo lizman.
Okay. Okay, you'll forgive my pronunciation.
Right. Okay then?
Yes, okay.
So now the Gemara offers a teretz in the name of Marzutra, and Omar Marzutra, Rabbi Marzutra says that zricha shelo bimkomo is Kizrika Bimkomo, and as we're going to accept Shmuel, but nevertheless, if he has a machshava of being Zorek Lemachar Shalom Bimkomo, even Shmuel is Moda that that's not a real bona fide Zrika. How do I know that even Shmuel agrees that Shalom Bimkomo is not a real Zrika?
Pasul.
Pasul means what according to Shmuel? Hello? Anybody home here? This is getting me very nervous. Even Shmuel agrees that Shalom Bimkom is not your very warm, Zrika. What does Shmuel agree? Exactly. That the Basar is also Bachila. So even Shmuel agrees that this is not the real McCoy Zrika. So now on top of this, he has a machshav of Zrika Shalo Bizmano Lamachar. That doesn't generate Pigel. In other words, Zrika Desharia Basa Bachila. If you have a Zrika that is a full fledged, bona fide, 100% Lechatchila Dika Satmar Shchita Zrika, and it's Mati the Basa Bachila, then maisoli de pigel. Then you could talk about if that zrika in his machshava is chutzus mano, that machshava generates pigel. But zrika the lo sharia basa bachilu lo maisoli de pigel. But if the zrika doesn't have the power to be mati the basar, that zrika is not a zrika of pigel. It's not a pigel dika zrika. And again, this reinforces over and over again what we're saying, that to create pigel, you got to be so close. You got to be right there. You have a perfect. You're about to embark upon a perfect zrika that would embellish the carbon, complete the carbon perfectly. Everything is kedasu kedin. It's a kohen Yisroel. It's a makom Yisroel. Everything is there. And then he has a machshava of chutz l'zmano. Here, what kind of zrika is he thinking about? Do you have some sort of a source that would teach you that the din of pigel depends on a zrika which is mati the basar? It's not enough to have a zrika that's mechaper lebailim. It's got to be 100% kosher. And Marzutra answers the sieve, because with regard to pigel, the Torah says, "Vim hey ochel ye ochel mipsar zevach shloma bayom hashlishi pigel hu vanefesh ochels mimena avonotisa." So the Torah added the word pigel, and what the Torah wants to say is that you can't eat this basar because it's pigel. Well, that's not true in our case. It's not pigulo. Pigulo garam lo. It wasn't the pigul that generated the Yisrachilo. Yotza zeh, this can't be pigul, because if the zrika was shalobim komo, is ain pigulo garam lo, isa dover acher garam lo. The isa is because the zrika was not in its proper place. And this is going to be the source that if you do a zrika and it's not in the proper place, even at the time he thought about, imagine the following. Here's the scenario. The Kohen has a machshava at the time of zrika that it should be chutz l'zman or chutz l'mkom. I'm sorry, chutz l'zman. So that would be a classical case of pigul. No, he had in mind, but the zrika itself that he had in mind was a zrika shalobim koma, which means that he's talking about a zrika that could not be mat to the basar. If it cannot be mat to the basar, then such a machshava of chutz zmana would not generate pigul. Why? Because there's an independent source and a reason that generates the Yisrachila. The Yisrachila is not a result of what? Of pigul, of machsheves pigul, it's a result of the fact that the zrika was a zrika shalovim koma. Ihachi, if you're telling me that the zrika is not considered a zrika as far as machsheves pigul is concerned, because it was chutzim koma, is if sule nami lo lifsal, so then the carbon itself should not be possible. Just one second. I was almost there. If sule namilof v'slo yifsa karbon klal al yidei machshav v'zu she yizrok lemachar shalobim koma. I thought the Gemara was asking something else. The Gemara is asking, why does the Braisa say that if he had a machshava of doing a zrika lemachar shalobim koma, the karbon is possible? Why should it be possible? After all, you're telling me that a zrika shalobim koma is not considered a zrika as far as machsheves pigul is concerned. Maybe it shouldn't be considered a zrika as far as passeling the karbon. So why is the Mishnah, why does this Braisa say that if he had a machsheva lizrok shalobim koma limachar, it's possible? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, midi dehavi amachsheves hi nuach alibed Rav Yehuda. So let's just very quickly, because I see it's late, I just wanted to get up to Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish is the one who's going to argue against Shmuel, so at least we can make a siyum on Shmuel at this point. There's a shita of Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda holds that if a person has a machshava laniach es adam liachar zman, he's not going to do the zrika today, he'll do the zrika another time. And Rabbi Yehuda says, in such a case, the karbon becomes posel. And here also, even though he doesn't have a zrika mafageles, but nevertheless, it's a case of chishev laniach es zman ad lamachar. He's saying, I'm going to do the zrika tomorrow. And I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, that's going to be considered a machshava poseles. There's not going to be any pigul because this zrika could not possibly be mat to the boss of bachila, so the boss remains also bachila independent of pigul, but it still nevertheless registers as a machshava poseles according to Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that if a person has a machshava, the kohen has a machshava that, you know what, I'm going to do the zrika tomorrow when there's no possibility of doing zrika tomorrow, that itself is a machshava poseles. Obviously, it's not pigul. And that's how we're going to defend Shmuel. So let's just make a note of it that we're up to Reish Lakish. Okay then? Just one second. I just want to do one thing, Shmuel, before I answer your question. And that is, I want to open the door. I know that sounds funny, but that's very important for me to open the door.
He means that one, so the Kumish people.
Right, right. Yeah, I do have a commitment to.
This might be a question for tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Is Reish Lakish?
No.
Okay.
No. Rabbi Yochanan in Yushalmi is called the Tana, but Reish Lakish is already a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan.
Okay. Now I'm